From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Concert tickets, new cars, and cash prizes up to $500,000. Plus, join the Players Club in September and receive a free voucher for an OG's flatbread of your choice. Visit ValleyViewCasino.com for details.
On Friday, September 7th, Stand Up To Cancer is teaming up for something big. Every network, every star will come together for one night to save lives. You have the chance to join millions in the fight against cancer. You'll want to be there to see the magic that happens when we all come together for a cause. Stand Up To Cancer. Tune in live Friday, September 7th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. We can't do this without you. Check your local listings for cable providers.
Dan Cilio on The Fan.
Hey, on tomorrow's show, we'll talk Chargers and Chiefs with former Chief Rookie of the Year Bill Moss, and we'll talk some Padre baseball with Hall of Famer Gary Templeton.
Dan Cilio, weekday mornings 5 to 9 on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. It's time to take a trip around San Diego high schools and get the inside track on what's happening with their football programs. It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintera, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintera, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the High School Football Hour on 97.3 The Fan. Our show is brought to you by our great friends at Lolita's Mexican Food, the best restaurant out there. Boy, I always love going to Lolita's, especially when I was doing the Padre post-game show right there next to Petco Park. They've got great locations all over San Diego. They've got six right now. They're going to be adding a seventh here shortly. And if you get an opportunity, go into Lolita's and tell them you listen to Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan, talking high school sports. We got a big show planned for you tonight. Really, this is going to be a fun show. Been very much looking forward to it all week. It's going to be a packed show tonight. And coming up in our next segment, the head football coach at Lincoln High School, David Dunn, going to join us after their big win last Friday night in the neighborhood game against Morris, 28-22. David has a great history as a player and now as a coach down at Lincoln. Coach Dunn graduated from Morris High School back in 1990. He attended Bakersfield Community College for 2 years. Then he transferred and played at Fresno State. Following his senior season, he was a fifth-round draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals in 1995 and played for the Bengals until early in the 98 season, and then joined the Pittsburgh Steelers. 1999, he spent the season with the Cleveland Browns. In his final 2 seasons in the NFL, he played for the Oakland Raiders. In all, Coach Dunn played 7 years in the NFL, put together a really nice career. He ended up with 91 career receptions, 1,264 yards, 4 touchdowns. But where he really made an impact was as a return man. And I remember him. He was a big return man at 6'3", 220 pounds, and 198 kickoff returns. David had 4,597 yards, a 23.2 average, a couple of touchdowns. He also returned 38 punts for 347 yards, a 9.1 average. His total yardage in the NFL, 6,208 yards. And I would say that was an awful good career for Coach David Dunn down there at Lincoln. He started out as an assistant coach working with Ron Hamamoto, and when Coach Hamamoto stepped down, David Dunn Took over. His first year was in 2011, and this year he's got the Lincoln Hornets off to a very fast start. They're a perfect 3-0 right now, and they are ranked number 9 in San Diego. Later in this hour, we're going to look back at last week's big ball games. We're going to get this week's San Diego top 10 rankings. We'll announce this week's Lolita Student Athletes of the Week, and Braden Suprenant going to join me as he does each and every week with this week's girls volleyball top 10. Also, Braden got a nice interview with the outstanding junior volleyball player out at Lincoln High, Maya Gessner, who, as a junior, is already committed to the University of Cal Berkeley as a beach volleyball player. That's an area, if you've got a young lady, and not only indoor volleyball, but beach volleyball has become very, very popular, and it is a scholarship NCAA sport. So we'll look forward to hearing from Maya Gessner coming up a little bit later with Braden Suprenant. And then Braden and I will preview some of the key matchups tomorrow night around San Diego County, and we have some really, really good matchups. Before I get too far into the show tonight, and again, Coach David Dunn from Lincoln going to join us in our next segment, I want to send out my condolences to Mission Hills High School head coach Chris Hauser. Yesterday, unfortunately, their defensive line coach, Eric Kwame, a member of the United States Marine Corps, 38 years of age, passed away of a heart attack. And I want to send out my condolences not only to Mission Hills, but to Eric's wife and to his children and to all of his friends out there. I saw some of the posts by some of the players today by Mission Hills, and he obviously made an impact on a lot of those kids up there. And I know they're going to go out on the field tomorrow night with a heavy heart. They're playing a home game against Carlsbad. It's a league game, and there's going to be a lot of emotion tomorrow night at Mission Hills. And again, I just wanted to send out my condolence about the sudden departure of Eric Kwame yesterday, 38 years of age. He passed away of a heart attack. I wanted to take a look at the top 10 this week, and Braden and I are going to go back through this and kind of get to the big matchups a little bit later on in the program. But starting off this week, number 10, Ramona, 2-1. Last week, they won against Poway, 20-14. Tomorrow night, the Bulldogs going to be home to Mount Carmel at 7 o'clock. Lincoln High, 3-0 right now. Last week, had that big win over Morse, 28-22. Don Chapman busted that punt return. That pretty much sealed the deal for the Hornets. 28-22, Lincoln over Morse last week. Tomorrow night, the Hornets will be home to Sweetwater at 6:30. Number 8, Eastlake this week. They're 2-1 last Friday. They won against Santiago High from the Southern Section, 21-10. Tomorrow night, the Titans will be on the road to take on the winless Valhalla Norseman. Valhalla really in a rebuilding mode right now under head coach Mike Caston. Number 7, St. Augustine. They got a great win last Friday night on the road up at Loyola of Los Angeles, 28-10. Tomorrow night, they'll be at Mesa College hosting Otay Ranch. That's going to be one of the better matchups in San Diego tomorrow night. Otay Ranch, 2-1, and Joe Kramer got the Saints off to a 3-0 start. Helix, 1-2. They're going on the road to take on Cathedral Catholic, and Cathedral Catholic last week shocked everybody in Southern California when they walked away with a 42-21 victory over Cerro Gardena in one of those honor bowl games up there at Cathedral Catholic High School. But Helix 1-2 right now. This will be a great test for Helix to find out who the real Helix Highlanders are tomorrow night when they go up and take on Cathedral Catholic. San Marcos, a wild win over Oceanside last week, 49-42. They've got a bye this week, and they'll be home next week to take on Carlsbad at 7:15. I mentioned Cathedral Catholic hosting Helix tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, you've got Madison. They're going to play a day game tomorrow up at Palos Verdes. Palos Verdes right now 0-2 on the year. Madison last week throttled El Capitan 56-27. La Costa Canyon, a big win last Friday night on the road at San Clemente, 38-35. Tomorrow night, they're going to be home at 7 o'clock against El Camino. That is an Avocado League game. And then Torrey Pines, 3-0 right now. Tomorrow night, they're going to take on San Pasqual. That'll be at Falcon Stadium at 7:15. Last week, they went down to South Bay and drilled Olympian 35-0. So there's the top 10 for this week and their matchups. We'll get back to that a little bit later. And we've got a lot of other games to break down as well with Braden in the second half hour of the program. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, really looking forward to this interview. He's a great guy. The head football coach at Lincoln High School, David Dunn, will join Coach John Cantara next right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Tony Gwynn Jr. and Chris Ello, making your drive home a little less hectic.
My main man, Matt Stairs, hitting
all
coach
right
for the San Diego Padres.
Well, last time he was on with us, he was a little bit cranky because he was stuck in an office, a windowless office.
Yeah, and where were you guys?
We were sitting upstairs with a beautiful view and the whole thing.
Yeah. And I was in the bagno.
I was in the bagno.
Drive home with Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Double the difference price guarantee. Just one of the differences at More Furniture for Less. You see, we're so confident that we provide the best product at the lowest possible price, we guarantee your purchase in writing. Simply find the same product at another retail store with a lower posted price, and we'll double the difference back to you. Experience the difference. More Furniture for Less. Guaranteed. Voted San Diego's best furniture store 9 years in a row.
And we're back with Dr. Dre.
Think Blue Radio.
Is washing my vehicle in the driveway a good idea? Great question. If you're going to wash your vehicle, wash it on the lawn instead of the driveway or street to prevent pollutants like oil and detergents from going down our storm drains. Anything entering our storm drains goes untreated. Simple steps you do can help keep our San Diego creeks, bays, streams, and oceans clean. Ask us questions on Facebook at Think Blue San Diego. I'm Dr. Dre.
Think Blue Radio.
Hi, folks. Jim Peterson with Peterson Dean. And look, the dog days of summer are upon us. The days are longer. They're hotter. You're going to be running air conditioning, and you're going to be spending up to 45 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity. If I don't see panels on your roof, that means you're spending too much money. I can put panels on your roof. I'm the roofer, incidentally, as well. I've got backup home storage, and I've got it at the lowest rates and the longest terms in the country. No one beats my prices. No one beats my terms. No one beats my rates. Period. End of discussion. Give me a call today to learn more about solar roofing, batteries, and fencing at the lowest rates in the country. I want to save you money. 888-663-7702. 888-663-7702. I'll do it again. 888-663-7702. I can save you money, put panels on your roof, add value to your home. Go to petersondean.com to learn more. Let's do it this summer. Let's get those panels up there. 888-663-7702.
CSLB 868-363-468-117-930-640.
SDCCU presents Country Fest at Petco Park at the Park.
You never loved me like I loved you.
Sunday, October 28th, starring...
Hey, y'all, this is Brett Young.
Hi, we're Midland.
This is your Uncle Cracker.
Hey, everybody, we're the James Barker Band.
Oh, you make me smile.
Presented by SDCCU. It's not Big Bang Banking. It's better. Enjoy an ice cold Bud Light. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Have mercy.
This community moment is brought to you by Mission Fed and its proud support of Autism Speaks and their dedication to promote solutions for the needs of individuals with autism and their families. Did you know that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, autism affects 1 in 59 children in the U.S.? If you have concerns about your child's development, early intervention is important. Learn the signs, examine your child's developmental milestones, and getting an evaluation and treatment as early as possible can make a lifetime of difference. Learn more about autism and join others in San Diego to support the needs of the autism community at the Autism Speak San Diego Walk on Saturday, October 21st. Walk proceeds raise funds that help increase the understanding and acceptance of autism. Autism Speaks walks are powered by love for people living with autism. Register today at AutismSpeaksWalk.org. And thanks, Mission Fed.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal. Only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with our free AutoZone Fix Finder tool. If your check engine light is on, the Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot the cause for free, saving you time and money down the road and getting you back behind the wheel worry-free. And right now, save with buy one, get one free STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Sales tax not included. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Padres. Reds.
This time it's fair and a home run. The first for Luis Urias to the major leagues.
Tomorrow, pregame 2:40. First pitch 3:40. On your home of the Padres. 97.3. The Fan.
It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintero. Brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to the High School Football Hour, brought to you by our great friends at Lolita's Mexican Restaurants all over San Diego County. Thanks for joining me tonight. Very happy to have you. We're going to catch up with Lincoln head football coach David Dunn here shortly. I think he might be in a late meeting getting ready for that matchup tomorrow night against Sweetwater High School. But until then, we're going to get to some of these matchups that I've been talking about for tomorrow night, going to be an interesting Friday night. You know, it was amazing this week when I was sitting down. I spent a lot of time on Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, and start thinking about what I want to do on the show. It's amazing that we're already in week four of the high school football season. One of the questions I want to bring up with Coach Dunn tonight is how that change may be getting prepared for this year. Obviously, Lincoln's played great football, and they're off to a nice start right now. They're going into a new league. They're going into the Western League, and they're going to be tested. I mean, you got Point Loma in that league. You got Cathedral Catholic. You've got Madison. I mean, you got some really good football teams in that league. And I was looking at the Union Tribune. They did a preseason poll, and they actually picked Lincoln to finish in last place in that league. And I don't know. They got a lot of talent. There's no question about it. One of the guys that, you know, broke that game open last week was Donnie Chapman, who's going to the University of Colorado. In fact, he was our Lolita's male athlete of the week. He had a great game last week as far as catching the football, and of course he's a great safety, and that's what he's going to college to play, is safety. But Lincoln's got a very, very good football team. But when you take a look at maybe some of the matchups tomorrow night, I mentioned early on Carlsbad going to Mission Hills. Probably, if Chris Hauser had to do it over again, probably would have done it a little bit different this year, with losing a lot of guys, losing Jack Tuttle at quarterback, losing Chris Olave, who had a catch last week for Ohio State as a true freshman. And apparently, in workouts back at Ohio State, Chris Olave has been absolutely fantastic, and he's going to continue to get a lot of playing time. But Mission Hills, they lost a lot, and they lost a lot on the line on both sides of the ball. They've had some problems early on their offense. But, Mission Hills pretty good, and they got a lot of physical players there. Thad McNeil, who we had on the show a few weeks ago, his Lancers playing pretty good football right now. They're 2-1, so that's going to be a great ball game tomorrow night in the Avocado League. Some other games around town tomorrow night. You got Grossmont, who did not play last week. That was kind of a weird one. They thought they were playing a team from up in the southern section, and that team never sent the contract back, and then got a hold of Grossmont, about 5 days before the game, said, hey, we're not coming. So Tommy Carlo's Grossmont team, they had a bye last week. They're 1-1. They're going to go against Eastlake. Now, Eastlake, John McFadden is back this year. And John McFadden, when he was there, he put up some pretty good years as the head coach there at Eastlake. And he's back. They got shut out their first game of the year by Torrey Pines, 13-0. But they've come back and won two in a row. They beat Santiago out of the southern section last week, 21-10. Helix, they had a chance in the game at the Honor Bowl against Saguaro out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They ended up coming up a little bit short, 28-21. They're still really trying to find themselves, I think, offensively right now. And Cathedral Catholic last week, just probably as good a performance as any team in San Diego so far this year. You know, they lost that first game of the year to La Costa, up at La Costa, and then they came back and won the following week. And then last week, I think most people, including yours truly, thought they were going to really have a hard time going against Sarah Gardena. Sarah Gardena, one of the better programs, not only in Southern California, but in the state. I think they went into that game last week ranked number 11 in the state, and Cathedral Catholic flat out spanked them. Cathedral Catholic Catholic's got some players. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a physical defensive line. And they've got a bunch of running backs. Sean Poma, a guy that had a great sophomore year, got hurt last year. And that gave Javian Watson, a young guy who's a junior this year, an opportunity to play. But they've got about four or five really, really good running backs there at Cathedral Catholic. And last week, they used just about all of them. And they did a marvelous job in winning that game over Sarah Gardena. Now, tomorrow night, you've got Modern Day Catholic. They're going to Kearney. And, you know, I don't know how good Kearney is. I mean, Kearney right now is 2-0. Last week, they thumped El Cajon Valley 55-0. El Cajon Valley definitely a team that is in rebuild mode, to say the least. And seems like El Cajon Valley's been in rebuild mode for a lot of years. But nonetheless, Kearney won last week. They're 2-0. They're going to take on Modern Day Catholic. Now, a lot of people thought John Joyner's team down at Modern Day Catholic was going to be really, really good this year. And they very well may be. They lost a heartbreaker last week to Bishops, 39-33. Modern Day Catholic right now, after losing that first game of the year up in Ramona, they're 1-2. So that could be an interesting matchup. It may tell a little bit more about Kearney, because I do think Modern Day's got some pretty good players. They got a really nice young running back there by the name of Aiden Calvert. If that last name sounds familiar, his father was Art Calvert. Art Calvert was a San Diego police officer who you may have seen in the news recently, who just had a kidney transplant. And Art Calvert was a great baseball player in those days at Marion High School, and then later played a number of years of professional baseball for the New York Yankee organization before he became a police officer with San Diego PD. But his son, Aiden Calvert, doing a heck of a job right now down at Modern Day Catholic. Now, here's an interesting game tomorrow night, and we're going to get Braden in here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to start breaking these games down. I just want to tell you kind of some of the matchups tomorrow night. Mira Mesa going on the road to Scripps Ranch. Now, this is a rivalry. If you folks, people here in San Diego, remember, you know, when they split off, Mira Mesa was the longtime school, and then they split off a number of years ago when Scripps Ranch opened up. And that's been an interesting rivalry over the years. Both teams coming in tomorrow night, I they have a big crowd tomorrow night at this game. Mira Mesa going to Scripps Ranch. Both teams are coming in at 3-0. Last week, Mira Mesa got a hard-fought victory over Mount Carmel, 43-37, and Scripps Ranch last week defeated Fallbrook 28-3. So both teams coming in tomorrow night at 3-0. So that should be a good one. Monta Vista and Christian tomorrow. Monta Vista 3-0. I cannot believe Monta Vista, who won a section title last year, and they've got arguably one of the top five players in San Diego, and Jamon McClendon, they're not ranked in the top 10 this week. That shocks me. And if they win this game against Christian, they've got to be in the top 10. But last week, they cruised by Patrick Henry 42-9. That game's going to be tomorrow night at Granite Hills at 7 o'clock. And Christian, they're coming in at 3-0. They defeated Santana last week 48-7. Morse, they're going on the road up to Dick Haines Stadium tomorrow night. Morse lost that heartbreaker to Lincoln last week, 28-22. And Vista last week blasted Rancho Buena Vista, 48-14. How about that? Maybe Go Big Red is back there at Vista. Vista coming in at 2-1. Morse coming in at 2-1 as well. Another ball game tomorrow night down in the South Bay. You've got Olympian 0-3 taking on 1-2 Hilltop. Last week, Olympian lost at home to Torrey Pines 35-0. Hilltop last week, Lancers shut out San Ysidro 39-0. And then a real good ball game tomorrow night at Mesa College. This game will get underway at 7 o'clock. You've got Otay Ranch, 2-1. Last week, just got by Point Loma, 19-7, taking on the St. Augustine Saints. Joe Kramer in his first year as the head coach, taking over for Coach Sanchez, who's now a secondary coach at San Diego State. The Saints, 3-0. Big win on the road last week up at Loyola of Los Angeles, 28-10. They just didn't beat the Cubs that night. They beat them up a little bit. That's a really good road win for St. Augustine. Good matchup between Rancho Bernardo and Point Loma tomorrow. Rancho Bernardo, Tristan McCoy does a great job, by the way. I remember I did a game for Rancho Bernardo a few years ago, and they were really struggling. And I told my play-by-play announcer before the game, I go, you know what? When I talked to Coach McCoy, he's got this thing going in the right direction. This is about 7 years ago. I think he's been there about 7-8 years now. And I said, if they'll give this guy time, he's going to put together a pretty good program. And that's exactly what's happened up there at Rancho Bernardo. Tristan McCoy is an outstanding young coach and continues to build that program. Last week, Rancho Bernardo defeated Valley Center 28-20. The Broncos coming in tomorrow night at 2-1. Point Loma, Coach Hastings, ball club 1-2. Last week lost at Otay Ranch 19-17. And then another game, Valley Center, Rob Gilster, the only coach Valley Center's ever had. They're going down to the desert tomorrow night and play Imperial. Last week, Imperial lost at Gila Ridge over in Yuma 16-3. And Valley Center coming in at 1-2. Imperial coming in at 2-1. So those are some of the matchups. But Braden's going to join me a little bit later on in this next half hour. We're going to kind of take a little bit deeper look into some of those games tomorrow night. We are trying to find Coach Dunn. I think he might be in the film room right now, so we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully he'll be able to join us tonight. If not, we'll get him another night. But, you know, we wanted to get him on. His team's playing good football. And, again, a lot to talk with Coach Dunn about. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour right now. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to get to Braden in the volleyball rankings this week. We're going to get to an interview he did with Maya Gesner from La Jolla High School. We got a lot to get to, and hopefully you enjoy the program. We're going to the top of the hour. Coach John Cantera, we're on every week, 9 to 10. It's called the High School Football Hour, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Lolita's Mexican Restaurant. Stay with us. Another half hour to go right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Did you know that there are twice as many suicides in the U.S. as there are homicides? Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. On Sunday, September 9th, the start of National Suicide Prevention Week, we'll help end the stigma of talking about mental health.
Hey, this is Dan Cilio from 97.3 The Fan. I hope September 9th becomes an important day to you as it is for me. I battle with depression. We've had suicide in my family. Tune in to I'm Listening.
Join 97.3 The Fan live at 7 a.m. for an in-depth show featuring Pearl Jam, Michael Phelps, Mike Shinoda, and many more. For an opportunity to be featured in the show, share your story on imlistening.org. I'm listening. Take a minute. Save a life.
It's the High School Football Hour with John Cantera, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Cantera, on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, back at it. Coach John Cantera with you to the top of the hour on the High School Football Hour, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurants. And he's out of the film room. He's getting ready for the big ball game tomorrow night. Lincoln taking on the Sweetwater Red Devils. Great pleasure to have the fine head coach down there at Lincoln High School, David Dunn, join us on 97.3 The Fan. David, it's been a long time. Great to have you on the program, my friend.
Oh, man, thanks a lot. Great for thanks for having me.
Well, you guys had a great win last week against Morse, and your alma mater, of course, the Morse Tigers, where you played for John Shacklett. Pretty emotional win last week. It got a little tight there late until Don Chapman broke that big punt return.
Yes, indeed. We knew that, you know, Morse was always a tough team. You know, it's a lot of speed on the field. And I didn't expect for us to jump out early like that with the 21-0 lead, but the defense played really well, and we really put it together that first half. But Coach McNair, you know, he found a way that second half to come out there and get them back involved in that game.
Hey, David, you and Tracy McNair have been longtime friends, and you guys are really doing a lot of great things down there. I mean, Lincoln, you've been there, well, this is your eighth year, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your eighth year, you took over for Ron Hamamoto, who, you know, when the school reopened, kind of, you know, it brought a lot of community spirit back to the community down there, and you were a part of that. When he left, you took over, and Tracy McNair's done a good job of trying to build back that tradition at Morris High School. Could you talk a little bit about how you and Tracy have really done a lot of work together to really, you know, bring back kind of the glory days of those programs?
You know, we're both, those are our grassroots, man. We both grew up in the community of Southeast San Diego. We love to see it thrive. You know, we talk a lot about the competitive practices we used to have. starting with the youth programs, you know, from Valencia Park and Skyline back in the days, you know, there was always great competition. And then when the kids came up and they went to the high schools, Morris and Lincoln, you know, the battles was already, it was always going to be a great battle because the competition level was just so high. And we're just trying to get back to that, man. We're trying to encourage more kids to stay home, not bus out, and just, you know, create that great competition right back in the inner city.
David Dunn, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, David, will you talk a little bit about when you guys started here a few years ago, where the night before you guys play, both teams get together and have dinner? I think that is really cool.
You know what? This is something that once the games started back, we knew that it needed to have a different atmosphere. Back in the days, unfortunately, the game was called, you know, the Ghetto Bowl. I don't know who made that official name for it, but that's what it was called back in the 80s. And when we played, it was called the Ghetto Bowl. And it was very, you know, degrading to the community, actually. And so when we got together, me and Tracy sat down, and we were just talking about how unifying the schools and the community, I said, hey, you know, we said, let's switch the name up to Unity Bowl, man. It's, it's all about community. And as we speak about community, we just, you know, we highlighted the unity in the word community, you know. And so we just wanted to come together and said, hey, well, let's do a team dinner together where both teams show up and intermingle. Nobody sits at a table with just a Lincoln table or a Morris table. Let's let the kids sit together because they know each other from childhood. They're friends. Some of them are family. So let's show that, you know, the coaches, we all know each other. We spend time with each other. The kids, the exact same thing. And, you know, let's just get together before the game. Let's pray on it and show the community that we are united as one. And let's bring a really good atmosphere to the game.
David Dunn, our guest here, the head coach of Lincoln High School. Nice enough to join us tonight on the High School Football Hour on 97.3 The Fan. David, tell me a little bit about Don Chapman. I've seen a ton of highlights of him. I saw you guys in a playoff game last year. I mean, this guy's a really special football player, isn't he?
Yeah, Don Chapman is he's a real special talent. I mean, he works extremely hard. The kid is dedicated. He wants to continue to get better. You know, this year he's played some free safety, strong safety. He even stepped in at middle linebacker in the San Diego game and pulled out 20 tackles.
That's pretty amazing. Now, he had the big punt return last week, and I got to ask, I got to believe that you've been coaching him. You had a great NFL career as a return man, as a kickoff return man, punt return man, over 6,000 yards in the NFL. Do you spend a lot of time working with him and some of the other kids on returning punts and kicks?
Well, I can't take the credit on that. Normally, I do run a special team, but Coach Catlin this year, he kind of implemented the return and was working with him on that. So that would go to Coach Catlin.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your career, because I remember you playing for Shaq down there at Morris, and you went up and you played at Bakersfield Community College for a couple of years. I got to ask you, did you play for Carl Bowser?
Yes, indeed. Carl Bowser was my coach.
Okay, Carl Bowser, you spent 2 years there. Then you went and played for Coach Sweeney up there at Fresno State. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, that was a great experience playing for Coach Sweeney. You're talking about a great motivator and a guy that really buys into the program and the community. It was a great experience playing for Coach Jim Sweeney.
You played, I mentioned, the 7 years in the National Football League. You started with the Bengals. You spent time with the Steelers, the Browns. You finished up with the Oakland Raiders. When you were finishing up your career, did you know that you wanted to go into coaching?
I didn't really know at the time. I knew that I loved speaking and working with kids and community. That's been something that I've always been I've loved to do. I would always go and speak at different schools and stuff like that, just dealing with the kids. So it wasn't far-fetched, but I didn't really know that this is what I was going to end up doing.
Hey, tell me a little bit more about your ball club. You know, Chapman gets a lot of the notoriety around the county, but you got some other guys you think that are going to move on and play college football past this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm waiting for, you know, Jamon Monroe, he's waiting for his game to have his breakout game, but he's a special talent also at wide receiver, and they're going to spread him out a little bit more, get him on the other side of the ball. He's got 7 offers on the table right now. Teray Kirkland, he's a D-tackle that's a force to be reckoned with. Not the biggest D-tackle, but extremely strong and quick. And, Emmanuel Kerr, the kid that's kind of underrated. He came from, he moved out here from Kansas. He's a little undersized and playing linebacker and running back, number 24. He's a solid kid, man. He runs a 10, he clocked a 10-800 last year. He's pretty fast, really strong. And also Carlito, my running back, number 8, he's also doing a solid job.
Hey, I got to get your feeling on this. I know you guys had a great summer because I followed it, on the internet and in the papers. You guys had a great summer with 7-on-7, but what are your thoughts on starting the high school football season so early? I can't believe tomorrow night, we're already in week 4, David.
Yes, this is really different. You know, it takes away the preparation time. We didn't think a week would actually mean that much, but it also it actually I like it better the other way. You know, we feel kind of rushed into things. You know, we don't really get enough bonding time, and it takes away from our tour days and our time to really get together as players and coaches and understand one another.
How do you feel about moving into a new league this year? You're going to the Western League. Boy, that's a tough league.
Yeah, it's a very tough league. We just deal with whatever we're dealt. we shouldn't have been put in the Western League as of yet. There should be other schools who should have been in there before us. But you know, due to the league, the way that they're doing the power rankings, and trying to figure things out, we're trying to find the right formula. I think we still should have been in a different league and still in a division down. Than we are, but they always find a way to move us up or put us right in the mix there, so we just deal with it.
Last question. I know you guys are playing Sweetwater tomorrow night, but I looked on your schedule. You guys are playing the Dorsey Dons. You played them last year. How did that series with Dorsey come about? Because Coach Knox, who had that program many years ago, and I just saw that he got voted into the LA City Hall of Fame in the last couple of days. That's a historic program in Los Angeles. How did you guys end up getting a series with them?
Well, we were looking for a game, and a few teams came up, and I was like, you know what? Dorsey is a team that reminds us of ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Both inner-city teams. We have the same type of players. It's the same style of play, extremely good skilled players, and it's a real solid program. So when I was like, hey, you know what? It'll be a great test to go up and play a team with the same makeup. And the same type of history behind the school. I think it'll be a fun game, and our kids will really enjoy it.
You know, when I saw that, I was looking at it yesterday. I had a smile on my face because I knew Paul Knox. I had him on my show many, many years ago, and I thought so much of a lot of the things that he did up in the L.A. City area. You and Coach McNair over at Morse are getting done right now, working with these young kids and keeping them active in football and getting the community back, really involved with the program. That's great stuff. Hey, David, good luck tomorrow night. Good luck the rest of the way, and hope to see you come playoff time.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. David Dunn, the head football coach of Lincoln High School. And I got to tell you, one year I'd have to go back and look it up. Torrey Pines played Dorsey, and it was one of the most amazing high school football games I ever saw. We'd have to go back and look at the score. But Niall Diggs, a great linebacker at Dorsey, went on at Ohio State, played a number of years in the NFL, finished his career with the San Diego Chargers. And Dennis Northcutt, the wide receiver, he returned two kickoffs in that game against Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines came back and won it. I gotta talk to Ed Burke and find out what the score was of that game. I just remember it was like a ping pong match, back and forth all night long. But thanks again to David Dunn joining us on the High School Football Hour. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Braden Surprenant will be in studio. We're going to get a good hard look at the girls volleyball top 10. He's got a great interview with Maya Gessner from La Jolla. She's an indoor player now, but already committed to Cal as a beach volleyball player. And then we're going to take a look at the big matchups tomorrow night. Stay with us, Coach John Cantara, to the top of the hour right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Folks, I want to talk about one of the most important issues in my life. That's mental health. Mental health issues are more common than you think. Disorders like bipolar, schizophrenia are affecting the lives of many people out there that are listening. And I want you to know this, you're not alone. Bipolar symptoms can range from anything from drastic mood swings, anxiety of being irritable for long periods. Remember this, okay? There is a short list on how we can help you get all these disorders looked at and talked through. Schizophrenia and bipolar and other mental health issues need to be talked out. I do this. I talk it out. And as a guy that suffers, like I said, from anxiety attacks and depression, our friends at Sharp Mesa Vista Hospital have the people that can help. Go to 973thefansd.com and click on I'm Listening San Diego tab, and there's where you can start. It's got to start somewhere, my friends. For the list of resources and programs that can help you, let's start talking about this. Again, it won't run away and it won't hide. You need to start talking. Once again, 973thefansd.com. Let's get the help we all need.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard, aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Want to save thousands on electricity? Want to stop annoying rate hikes? Want lower electric bills for your home or business? Contact ATS Solar. Get rid of huge bills. Increase your operating capital. Take advantage of tax breaks and incentives while being more environmentally sustainable. Contact ATS Solar and learn about your options. Find out in just minutes if solar could pay off for you. ATS Solar is SunPower's commercial regional top producer of the year. ATS Solar, monetizing the sun since 2001. Honey, did you grab the Red Heritage Buddha-style chicken from Wingley Farms?
Yes, I did, babe. From Sinley Foods, the only place they sell them.
Great. I'm going to prepare the bird for the grill.
Are you going to spatchcock the Red Heritage? I think that brings out the fresh chicken flavor even more.
Great call on the spatchcock. Let's get grilling.
Wingley Farms produces amazing Red Heritage chickens raised on vegetarian feed. Get yours at Sinley Food. Come taste the difference. This is a lifestyle, not a fad.
Do you have an IRS issue? Or does the IRS claim you owe more money than you think you can ever pay? Call Top Hat Tax and speak to Daryl Hale. He's an enrolled agent authorized to represent taxpayers before the Internal Revenue Service.
Hi, I'm Daryl Hale. I'm in San Diego and I will speak to you myself.
He can assist you with unfiled tax returns, audits, appeals, installment agreements, liens, levies on your wages or bank accounts, and other IRS issues. So don't speak to the IRS yourself. Get professional representation. They're not promising to settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. The IRS is not giving away the bank.
If you are serious about your IRS matter, call Top Hat Tax at 858-586-7055 for a free 15-minute phone consultation.
If they represent you, you generally never speak or meet with the IRS. Call Daryl Hale at Top Hat Tax. He wants to take this burden off your hands. 858-586-7055. 858-586-7055. That's Top Hat Tax. Let them help you with your tax issue.
This headliner, for years I've been telling you about the dedicated professionals who are members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 135. They take care of us day in, day out at the union grocery stores and drug stores, but they're also our friends and neighbors. They coach our kids, they volunteer at the schools and churches, and they raise tens of thousands of dollars for charities like Leukemia and Lymphoma and the United Way Holiday Food and Toy Drive. That's what they're all about. My friends, your friends and neighbors at the UFCW Local 135. They support workers and the community.
Save up to 70% on everything you need by visiting GTM, San Diego's number one discount store, where you'll find top quality name brand merchandise arriving daily. GTM buys overstocks from large retailers at huge discounts and then passes the savings on to you. You'll find a large selection of designer clothing, accessories, supplies, furniture, luggage, food items, electronics, animal needs, and more. Visit GTM in Lemon Grove, Santee, Otay, Mesa, and now in Chula Vista, and click GTMstores.com for weekly coupons.
Download radio.com and iTunes and Google Play Store. It's the only way to listen to San Diego's only FM sports station on your smartphone and tablet, so you don't miss a moment on 97.3 The Fan.
It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintero, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome back to 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Katura, High School Football Hour, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurants. Thanks again to Coach David Dunn from Lincoln High School for joining us. Again, they'll be taking on Sweetwater High tomorrow night. And then a week from tomorrow night, they'll take on the Dorsey Dons. Let's duck in a quick phone call. Let's go out to New York. George, you're on with Coach John Katura on 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Coach. Congrats on the show. You know, I saw it on Facebook, and I said, I got to call the coach.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, George. It's great.
Hey, how many years have I been listening to you? Since 2003?
Long.
2002?
Yeah, probably.
A long time. Probably
about 14, 15 years, I would imagine.
Yep. I got a quick question, and it's high school football.
Okay.
How are my friends, old alma mater, St. Augustine, going to do this year?
They're doing great. They're off to a 3-0 start right now. They went on the road last week up to Los Angeles and beat the legendary Loyola of Los Angeles Cubs program. Beat them up pretty good, actually, in their home stadium, 28-10. So they're off to a really good start. Of course, they're in a very tough league. They're in the league down here with Madison, with Lincoln, Cathedral Catholic, Point Loma. I think the two toughest leagues in San Diego are the Avocado League and the Western League. And if you can find a way to get through that league, you know, to where you win the league, you're a pretty good football team. Even if you finish in third or fourth place, you're a pretty good high school football team in those two leagues. And depending on where you rank as far as in the division, you know, for a division, you may go down a level or two, and you're going to have a chance probably to win a section championship, I would think.
That's pretty good. But I want to give you a quick heads up. I will be in Sacramento next week. I am interviewing with the Kings for their chief financial officer's position.
Oh, that's great. Well, best of luck, and stay in touch, George, and thanks for the phone call.
Thanks. Stay hi to Mrs. Coach.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. George from New York checking in. He's a guy that has been very involved in sports and knows a lot of people in the sports world. Like he said, he's been listening to me probably for 14 or 15 years. Well, a guy that I want to listen to right now, because I'm really into this girls' volleyball, to be honest with you. I got a 9-year-old granddaughter that plays club volleyball, and I've been around a lot of good volleyball players growing up here in San Diego, and we're going to go over right now. Not only are we going to get the girls' volleyball top 10, we're also going to have an interview tonight with a young lady from La Jolla High School, and I'll turn it over to Braden Suprenant. Braden?
Thanks, Coach. Let's start off with Patrick Henry. They're just right outside the top 10. They got some receiving votes this week. They're 7-1. They just beat Modern Day and lost to Point Loma this week. They're just a strength of schedule move away from joining the top 10. In the top 10, number 10, Maranatha Christian. They're 11-1. They play Granite Hills tomorrow. Number 9, Classical Academy. They're off to a 12-3 start. They just beat Escondido 3-1 last night. Del Norte is 3-3. They come in at number 8. Santa Fe Christian is at number 7. They're 5-5 on the year. They just lost to Eastlake, who's trying to battle their way back into the top 10. Cathedral Catholic, who lost to Torrey Pines today 3-1, comes in at number 6 at 1-2. Canyon Crest Academy is at 3-3 at number 5. La Jolla, after a really hot start, jumps to number 4 in the county. They're 9-1 on the year. They've just beat University City 3-1 on Wednesday. Bishops is off to an 8-0 start, as you know, they beat Canyon Crest Academy earlier this week. They're number 3 in the county, and then number 2 is La Costa Canyon. They've been on a kind of a 2-week bye since their last tournament. They'll play MiraCosta over the weekend. They're 1-1 on the year. And then Torrey Pines is number 1 at 7-1. On the year, they just beat Cathedral Catholic again today, like I said, 3-1. It's a tough time to rank these teams in the county because everyone's playing different schedules and all over the place. But if you play someone good, you're going to get in the top 10. If you're still winning some games, and strength of schedule will balance out in the end. But real quick, let's get to Maya Gessner of La Jolla after her win against University City on Wednesday.
Braden Sprennett here with Maya Gessner of La Jolla. A big win today over UC. What was working for you guys today?
Definitely like changing up the sets, like not always going with the same sets, the same people. So keeping the blockers, like guessing where I was going to go. And I think that really helped. I think our service team needs a little bit of help, but overall I think we stayed together as a team pretty well.
So you guys jumped out to a 2-set lead over UC, and then they won that third set. How were you guys able to come back for them, you know, the comeback and, you know, putting them away in the fourth set?
I think like I mean, every single game we played, we've won in four sets. I don't know if that's maybe like a mental thing with the team, but I think like we just needed to work on passing. And I think the fourth game, we definitely just dialed in and focused what we needed to work on. And I think we just like calmed down a little bit, and I think it worked out pretty well.
You guys are off to a great start this year as opposed to last year where you guys kind of struggled, not the season you guys wanted. What's different this season than last season besides, of course, your record?
I think our team is definitely a little bit more together. We have a better dynamic. There's a lot of younger girls on the team in comparison to last year, and a lot of like new talent. And I think a big thing that we didn't have last year that we have this year is defenders. Like, our libero is really good and our back row is definitely stronger, which has helped a lot. So
let's talk about you committed to Cal to play beach volleyball. What went into your decision making in picking Cal as your college?
Well, honestly, like, I didn't start beach till like last December, I want to say. I'd always played indoor, but I've always had a love for beach that I didn't have for indoor, just being out in the sand. And I just really loved, and I feel like for beach I had more attention from colleges, and when I got interest from Cal, they were actually the first school to have interest in me. And I went to their campus and I just fell in love with Berkeley, the area. It had like an urban feel to it, which I really loved, and obviously the academics are hard to ignore.
All right, Coach, back to you.
All righty, good stuff. Maya Gesner from La Jolla High School. I want to get to our Lolita Student Athletes of the Week. I announced this yesterday. Normally, I announce it on Fridays on the Gwen and Chris Show at 5:15, but Padre Baseball kind of wiped that out this week, so we announced it yesterday. But for people that missed it, I wanted to remind everyone, Lolita Student Athlete of the Week brought to you by our good friends at Lolita's, and thank them at the end of the year. They'll have a big banquet. They'll give away some scholarships to both a male and female athlete. This week, from Vista High School, Isabella Iani, a senior field hockey player. She had a great week as they defeated both Canyon Crest Academy and La Costa Canyon 3-2. She had two goals in each of those matches. So far this year, Isabella scored 8 goals, 2 assists, 18 points to lead the San Diego section. And the male athlete of the week, student athlete of the week, Don Chapman, the senior football player at Lincoln High School. We had his head coach on earlier, safety, wide receiver, punt, and kickoff return man. He had a big game last week in their 28-22 victory over Moores, and a 63-yard punt return to seal the deal. He also had 6 receptions, 54 yards, and a touchdown, and of course is a real anchor on defense. So congratulations to this week's Lolita Student Athletes of the Week, Isabella Iani, a senior field hockey player from Vista High School, and senior football player Don Chapman from Lincoln. So there you have it. Braden, we got about 4 or 5 minutes. Want to go a little rapid fire here. I'm going to throw some games at you, and we'll go back and forth. Let's start off with that game in the Avocado League tomorrow night. And again, it's going to be with a heavy heart, with Mission Hills losing their defensive line coach, Eric Kwame, passed away suddenly yesterday. They're going to host Carlsbad. Carlsbad 2-1, Mission Hills 0-3.
Look for Mission Hills is scheduled to finally pay off for them. I think they get the win this week.
Okay, Grossmont didn't play last week. They're going down to the South Bay to take on East Lake. I think this is going to tell a lot about both these ball clubs.
Yes, I think McFadden's team is going to be dialed in by now after he's returned. Look for East Lake to have a big game on Friday.
Okay, how about the big ball game tomorrow night at Manchester Stadium? You got Helix 1-2. Last week they got beat by Saguaro 28-21. Cathedral Catholic 2-1, coming off a huge victory last week against Gardena Serra.
This is a new rivalry that you got to throw the records out. Cathedral Catholics, maybe a little bit of a hangover game here. Look for Helix to keep this game close.
Got Modern Day Catholic, a win, or they lost to Bishops last week, 39-33. Bishops got some talent, though. Kearney's 2-0. They thumped El Cajon Valley last week, 55-0. I think Modern Day Catholic may have the edge in this game, but it'll be interesting. This game's going to be played at Kearney.
I can't wait to see Verlaine Batofi, the offensive coordinator for Kearney, go against Jared Isidoro, the defensive coordinator for Modern Day. I think it's going to be a great matchup.
You got a pick in that game?
I'm going to go with Modern Day.
All right. Mira Mesa, Scripps Ranch. This is going to be a community rivalry game. Both teams coming in at 3-0.
First time these two programs have ever played each other, both undefeated. Mira Mesa owns the record, 18-4 all time. I'm going to go with Mira Mesa in this one.
Okay. A real good battle out in East County tomorrow night. It's going to be at Granite Hills High School at 7 o'clock. You've got Jamon McClendon, the Monta Vista Monarchs, 3-0, coming in against Christian. They're 3-0. They had a nice win last week against Santana, 48-7. Can Christian slow down McClendon.
I don't think they can. I think McClendon has another big day.
All right. Moore's going on the road up to Dick Haynes Stadium. Last week they lost the heartbreaker to Lincoln. And Vista, in their crosstown battle, drilled Rancho Buena Vista 48-14. Years ago, when John Shacklett was at Morris, Dick Haynes was at Vista, this was usually the 1-2 teams in the county. What's going to give tomorrow night?
I look for Morris to be the ground-and-pound football team that they are. Look for Shamar Martin to have a big day. I got Morris.
Okay, Olympian going on the road to that brand-new stadium at Hilltop last week. Olympian got thumped at home by number one Torrey Pines, 35-0. Last week, Lancers shut out San Ysidro, 39-0. And Olympian coming in looking for their first win of the year. They're 0-3, Hilltop 1-2.
I like what Coach Westling's doing at Hilltop, although I do think Olympian gets their first win on Friday.
Otay Ranch going to Mesa College to take on 3-0 St. Augustine. That could be a toss-up game.
That's my game of the week this week. I think it's going to be a great battle. I think it's going to be a close game. Give me the Saintsmen in a close one.
Okay, how about Rancho Bernardo going down to Point Loma?
That's a tricky game because of the way both these schools have played. Point Loma's pretty good at home. I think it's going to be close, but give me Rancho Bernardo late.
All right, Valley Center going down to the desert to take on Imperial. Valley Center 1-2, Imperial coming in at 2-1. They're only lost. They lost to a team out of Yuma last week, Gila Ridge 16-3.
Imperial's is a good football team. I think the bus ride is the the deciding factor, but give me Valley Center and a field goal win.
All right, Braden, great job, and you and I will go at it again next Thursday night.
Sounds good, Coach.
All right, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Thanks to David Dunn, the head football coach at Lincoln High, for stopping by. And again, if you get an opportunity tomorrow night, head out to a high school game near you. Until next Thursday night, Coach John Cantera, hope to see you at a high school football game on Friday night. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Sunday Night Football on The Fan. This week, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers host the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. Coverage begins at 4:30 with a recap of all the Sunday action from around the league. Sunday Night Football plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
At Del Taco, we serve more fresh meals thanks to hardworking hands. Like crew member Joanna Saavedra's hands at the Corona California Del Taco. Joanna's hands great cheddar and grilled chicken daily for our classic burritos. And now get any two for just $5. Let's celebrate Joanna's hands with a spatula and griddle drum solo. Now you can mix and match two of our five classic burritos for just $5, like the Del Combo and Classic Grilled Chicken Burritos. That's two for just $5. Del Taco, celebrating the hardest working hands in fast food. Price and participation may vary.
Forget boring breakfast sandwiches. Del Taco serves fresher options thanks to hardworking hands, like crew member Alexandra Gouveia's hands at the Artesia California Del Taco, cooking our Breck Fiesta, two egg and cheese rollers and hash browns made to order for just $2.49. So to celebrate Alexandra's hands, here's a DJ scratching the word fresh with his hands.
Fresh.
Have a Breck Fiesta at Del Taco with fresh scrambled eggs and more for just $2.49.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.